Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and last week we talked to Lindsay Kroll about going from essential to optional and building your business. And I thought it was a good time to backtrack a little bit and talk about my entrepreneurial journey. I had a talk title once and it was From Federal Employee to Woo. And somebody goes, nobody knows what that means. I think a lot of people would know what that means. I think a lot of people would. So let's get into it. Let's talk about this a little bit. It all started with a simple thought. I worked for the federal government, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and I was asked to go to Washington, D.C. in place of my counterpart that lived in Tulsa. She had started in this special project and then could not go this one particular week, which was the kickoff to Washington, D.C. So they asked me if I would step in and fill in for her. And I said yes, and I had no idea what I was getting into, but I love to eat and drink my way through Washington, D.C., so I said yes. And I got there not knowing, again, what I had gotten into. Come to find out, it was like a 9-month commitment. And as I'm there, a woman comes in after the lunch break and she has the microphone. She walks in the middle of the room. It's a very large hotel ballroom. There are like 10 tables. So anywhere from, 70, 80 people around the tables. And then all of us around the edge of the, the surrounding walls. And we were there to be coaches and help. And I don't know what all, I didn't even know what a coach was if it wasn't a sporting event. So I'm sitting there and I'm finally figuring out that I have just agreed to do a lot more work than I thought I had agreed to. And this woman comes out with a mic. It's right after lunch. And I'll just use my own name just for fun. But she walks out in the middle of the room and goes, "Hello, my name is Jennifer. And this afternoon." And I thought, oh my gosh, are you even kidding me right now? Nobody can hear her. It's after lunch. The whole carbs have set in because, you're eating nothing but fun food in Washington, D.C. And now she's going to engage us with being soft-spoken. Like, I get there's a time to be soft-spoken. People will lean in and listen. But right after lunch is not the time. Not the time. I have kidded that many times I have been the last speaker before lunch or the first speaker after lunch. And I literally took the stage and said, well, I think I'm right before lunch because I can keep you engaged enough until you're out of here. And then I've done right after lunch. I think they picked me because I can be loud enough and engaging enough to keep you awake while you digest your food. So I'm like, I'm good with it. Initially, I was like, holy crap, holy, why do I have this time? And then it was like, oh, I've got them. Now I just need them eating out of the palm of my hand. So I watched this woman and I'm like, And that night, a group of us went to dinner of us, coach lead people. And I didn't know any of these people at all. They didn't work in my division. It was the first time that multifamily housing had been a part of this. I had really kind of no idea what was going on, but I leaned to the gal next to me and I said, what do you think about that speaker after lunch? And she was like, well, she had some good information. And I said, well, I just want to say if they had given me that 3-ring binder she was working out of, the night before, I think I could have done a better job. I could have engaged that room full of people. It started as a simple thought, a simple statement. And as the months went by and I participated in many online phone calls and trainings, I didn't really participate. I was an observer, so I could give feedback. And we get to the end of the year, and now there's a graduation ceremony for all the people who went through this program. And I had never met the man in charge of the program. Like, he had been there. Our paths had crossed, but I had never officially met him. And again, he didn't work in my division. And they had decided some years before to completely silo all the different areas of HUD so you didn't cross paths like you used to. You used to know a lot about a lot, but then they were like, oh no, you only need to know your cylinder. So I didn't know this man at all. But I had seen him because he had like introduced people, but he had never bothered to introduce himself to myself, to me, or any of us. And come to think of it, that's really odd. You're the team lead for a project, but you don't bother to meet the people on the team. Food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. If you're the team lead, take time to introduce yourself to everybody on the team, whether it's online or in person. Take time to do that. That's ridiculous. I just thought of that. All these years later, I just thought of that. I had a thought. Did you feel the earth shift when I did? So I went up to him. I passed him in the hallway. Somebody was speaking and I just had to go to the bathroom. I hate to do that, but sometimes you have to. And I'm on my way back in and he had come out and I said, excuse me, I'm Jennifer Takagi from Oklahoma City. And I'm really curious. I read through people's bios and it looks to me like a lot of the people leading these sessions have PhDs in psychology. Like, if I wanted to do this kind of work, would I need to get a PhD in psychology? And he was like, oh no, you just need to be a coach. Okay. Again, I never heard of that. I'd never heard of that. I was like, okay, huh. And he goes, yeah, you just need to go find a program. And usually they do it online. Sometimes it's in person. And you go and you get certified to be a coach. Yeah, that's what you do. And I was like, all right. So now my thought has gotten a little deeper. And I'm like, I just wonder. I wonder what that would be like in a long time when I retire. Like, I wonder if I could do that. A lot of people would leave federal work and they would do other things. I was like, I wonder if I could do that. Fast forward a couple years and I went to Washington, D.C. No, I did not. I went to Los Angeles for a business trip for a week. And I was on the airplane. And it was LAX to DFW, DFW to Oklahoma City. So I'm on this flight and I get to talking to the gal next to me, which, if you know me at all, that's not surprising at all. But I get to talking to her, and she is on her way to the Dallas area to a conference. Okay. And it's a retreat, all right? Like, okay, I don't really know much about that, but all right. And she starts talking about all this spiritual stuff and connection stuff. And to be quite honest, I kind of didn't even know what she was talking about, to be clear. So in the end, she looks at me and said, if you could do anything, what would it be? And I said, I would be a trainer, because I was at this event a couple of years ago and I swear I could have done a better delivery than this woman did. And she said, well, you have now opened the universe to what you want. And many opportunities will come your way. Many doors will present themselves and many you will say no and not step through, but they will keep showing up until you say yes, because you have just declared what you want. Now, when I tell you, I felt like that was the most airy-fairy thing I had ever heard in my life. It was the most airy-fairy thing I'd ever heard in my life. My uncle used to live in California for a lot of years, and he said, yeah, California is the land of airy fairy nuts and berries. I don't know where he came up with that, but I liked it. I hung on to it. So there you go. That's where that came from. It's not meant to be derogatory. It's just that there's a plethora of things in California to choose from. But I can remember thinking, I don't even know about this woman. She had a book and she gave it to me. And I remember reading it. It is somewhere in my house. I have so many books in this house. I can't lay my fingers on it, but I know it's in the house somewhere. And it was all about how we're all connected. That's interesting. And universal thought. And we put our thoughts out into the universe and they connect with other thoughts. And they all, and I was like, okay, this is over my head. All right, we're just going to set this aside for now. All right, I set it aside for now. And I go about my life, my business. I work for the federal government. I go to work. I do my job. I try desperately to have a positive impact on the clients that we serve. And then one day, after traveling for a year, training my colleagues on a new way of doing business, I come back to work only to find out I've worked my way out of a job. Completely worked my way out. And I had the choice. I could retire or relocate. And that was a hard choice. I live in Oklahoma City. My whole family is here. Most of my family have nieces and nephews who've now moved away, but most of my family's here. My husband and I have a little lake place 2 hours from here. We spend every single weekend to the point that when he went into kind of semi-retirement, it's fake, he works all the time. He moved there full time. So I drive back and forth. I keep I-40 hot. Like I know my car just can get there on its own now. And after much debate, it was like, what am I going to do? In the midst of this training and traveling the country, I thought, man, when I retire, I really, really want to do that. I do. I like it. I'm good at it. I've been training stuffed animals since I was a little girl. Yeah, I think I can do this. After much debate, after much discussion with my husband, I decided I was going to retire early. And it was a huge financial consideration. I think I took about a 75% pay cut, and I did not want to minimize my lifestyle in any way. But I did it. And after I retired, I don't know how many months, if not a year or so, I had been home. And I knew I had brought home some training material from some workshop I had attended. And I found a piece of paper in there, and it was from a notepad, like 8.5 by 11 notepad. And it was horizontal, so landscape, not portrait. And it was, come up with your goals for the next 3 to 5 years. And so you need to break it down into what can I do in the next 6 months to start on the path to the next 3 to 5 years. And my goal on there was to become a coach and retire early so that I could do that and I could step out of the federal government. I do not have a date on that piece of paper, which is a little bit surprising, but I don't. But I think that was 5 or 6 years before I actually retired. I had written it all out. I had made my plan. And if you take anything away from this episode, if you're still here, thanks. Thanks for being here. I'm happy to have you. Like, share, subscribe, do all those things. Leave a comment, a review, all those things. But the one thing I want you to take away with is we can begin to map out our future life, our future self. The question is, what do you want it to be? What is that simple thought that has come up more than once? Am I telling you to leave your job and start something new? Absolutely not. But the more you percolate on it, the more you think about it, the more attention you put to that thought, the better chance you have of making it come true. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success. I look forward to connecting with you soon. And if you want, you can book a call with me, yoursuccesscall.com. I'm Jennifer Takagi. Let's connect. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.